The case for Audacity. We're talking about the audio software, not the attitude of boldness, which sometimes borders on disrespect. Further, some will debate whether Audacity is a DAW, digital audio workstation, or simply an audio editor. Bear in mind, my background is in writing, teaching, and acting. But to get to where I am now, as a 10-year veteran of voice acting, working from my home studio, I am also an audio producer, being the primary editor of my work. Described by Rob Regglesworth in an article explaining the merits of Audacity and giving it a proper description apart from other popular actual DAWs, he admits to, quote, having a soft spot for it. Of course, moments later, he also says it's a good stepping stone for those just starting out. Go back and note that I said I'm a 10-year veteran at this voice acting. So I cringe inwardly at myself for still using Audacity. And yet, it has never failed me. I produce audiobooks, telephony, e-learning, commercials, etc., all on Audacity. I don't add music or sound effects, but I meet the quality parameters of audiobook distributors and am able to provide quality audio on demand for my clients. And they pay me. Audacity, as you may know, is a free open source software, so you can't get better than free for starters. It is fairly easy to learn, albeit if you know the language of audio engineering, and it does have some basic intuitive controls and a simple layout that overwhelms the beginner less so than something you may pay for. I have learned and improved over the years and continue to do so. Working from home as a solopreneur, I have chosen this career, and I absolutely love it, and am able to live and afford the lifestyle that I choose based on my values, not someone else's. Audacity, by saving me the expense of a larger, more complicated tool that can be a major piece of my budget, is just one way that I appreciate Audacity. So why do I keep using Audacity? It's free. It has its manual online and is easy to reference. It's basic. I don't need to take a lot of time to learn how it works in order to get quality audio out the door. It has a simple layout, part of its being basic. And basic is good. It lays a foundation on which to build products, skills, and experience. Updating is a cinch. Just download the newest version. And they do have what's called Dark Audacity, which is my preference because of the colors. Black background with an orange track. Anyone close to me knows orange is my favorite color. So do you agree that Audacity is a perfectly fine editing software to use for voice acting? If not, help me understand why. I may not switch to anything else, but I'm always eager to learn.